You know, they say a Twinkie will last a very, very long time. You guys have heard this old, you know, Twinkies will last 90 years
certain
or whatever.
Fast food hamburgers.
A nuclear apocalypse.
Right. We had a loaf of bread here that time. We still have that loaf of bread. Do
good
you
old
remember?
Sara Lee.
And it never molded?
It never molded. It never did anything. It's hard, and but, I mean, so is toast.
Okay.
We've been just kind of keeping that bread around to see just how long can it go.
And it's sort of the opposite of the bread of life. It's probably don't take a bite
of
that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Pavel might if he just...
No.
Cut off mold.
Sure,
which
sure.
No,
never
there's
happened.
No mold. There's no, it's that, just, which is creepy. Well, they have now invented a macaroni and cheese dinner that stays fresh for 3 years.
Huh. After being cooked or before?
It says scientists have developed a new technique that triples its lifespan, keeping food fresh for brave individuals. We're looking at spaceships heading to Mars here. Keeping it fresh for brave individuals making the 8-month journey to the red planet. Using microwave-assisted thermal sterilization and adding a metal oxide coating to a plastic packaging, the team was able to increase the amount of time it takes for oxygen and other gases to break through and spoil the mac and cheese.
They talk about kind of if there's a national disaster or some kind of a strike.
Apocalypse, zombies.
Electromagnetic pulse type of thing that Ted Koppel wrote about in his book. I mean, you got to be ready. I know with that, you need to be able to boil water, but I guess, you know, mac and cheese in a pinch.
I can make fire and boil water.
In Liberia, mac and cheese was like a treat for us. So it really was.
I mean, I still think mac and cheese is a treat.
I was going to say, my kids think mac and cheese is a treat. Okay. And you know what? So do I, because they can make it themselves. And that's the treat for me.
In a lower tier third world country, I'm thinking we thought it was more of a treat because it was not the everyday experience.
I just like the special, like the non-noodle mac and cheese where it's like Paw Patrol or whatever.
Oh.
That's a special treat because we don't normally buy the name brand.
Yeah, I was going to say we wouldn't normally. Get that.
But sometimes Daddy will eat all the leftovers.
Nice. Oh, goodness. So, I mean, maybe check the dates on what you have, but it's good to know that these options are out there. For
3-year mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Let's go!
Kangaroo from Winona, Minnesota. All I eat is pizza. Well, apparently, if you eat pizza of a certain kind, it can help prevent cancer. Apparently, food science news doesn't have to be doom and gloom and, hey, this is really, really bad for you. Silvio Gallus, a scientist from Italy, has led 3 studies that investigate the health benefits of eating pizza. Oh, here's the chorus. Anyway, so this Italian scientist, Silvio Gallus, which is an excellent name, he concluded, quote, a good pizza comprises all the virtues of the Mediterranean diet. Well, how does that work? Evidently, the Mediterranean pizzas are good not only tasting, but also good for your body. He was awarded the Ig Nobel Prize by Harvard.
Oh, this is a thing.
And the Annals of Improbable Research, which I really want to look into
I really want to look into the Annals of Improbable Research.
Now,
that
an Ig Nobel Prize is an award, a real award, given to a body of actual scientific research that, quote, makes people laugh and then think.
Okay.
The Ig Nobel Awards were handed out earlier this month. Gauss's research determined that pizza consumption in Italy was protective from many chronic diseases that are known to be influenced by diet, such as digestive tract cancers and infarction.
Okay.
So, he clarifies that this applies only to Mediterranean pizza, not pizza, quote, made according to foreign interpretations. I have to feel like his nose was in the air just a bit.
Yes, a little bit.
So maybe the stuffed cheese at pizza doesn't quite qualify, but Mediterranean pizza, real Italian Mediterranean pizza, can actually, according to this study, help with digestive tract cancers, help prevent
them. And you know, if an infarction is like a heart attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Myocardial infarction.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just making sure.
I figured that, but I didn't want to make my, in case it had something to do with flatulence, I didn't want to just embarrass myself
No,
further,
we don't have the walrus songs from yesterday.
I know
yesterday.
A few medical terms.
Okay, well,
not
I'm
a lot.
Not a lot of people know that. So.
I mean,
very interesting.
I was going to say the stuffed cheese at pizza can do other things.
I'm very excited by this.
Good diets, including certain kinds of pizza, can be part of a good, part of a healthy, balanced supper.
I just want cheese on my fingers all the time. This is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Oh, you need more than meat and Bob. You need major life realignment on a number of levels, starting with Baby Super Freak here.
Samuel L. Jackson.
There you go. And Amazon is letting folks program their Alexa devices to sound like Samuel L. Jackson. He's the first celebrity voice for the virtual assistant. Users who pay the $1 to enable Jackson's voice will be able to get the weather from him and even have him tell jokes.
Oh, my.
Amazon. So it's just $1 one time?
Is what it says here.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Pay the $1. Yeah, it doesn't say monthly. Amazon even suggests that once Samuel's voice is up and running, users can ask him to sing them a happy birthday.
That's so interesting.
Samuel, play WWIB.
And you get the sense that, I mean, he's the first of presumably more.
So, oh, I'm sure.
He is Samuel L. Jackson, for those who don't know, like in the Avengers movies, right?
Avengers, yep. The Incredibles.
Nick Fury, yeah. Mace Windu,
right. He's
Frozone.
Been in a ton of stuff, yeah. And he
commercials.
Has ubiquitous Capital One commercials.
Iconic voice. I don't know. A buck, if it's a one-time fee,
here's the thing.
Could
if you could
fun.
Have any voice for Alexa or Google Home things, who would you choose? I mean, would it be Samuel Jackson or would it be a James Earl Jones or?
That's your question we sometimes ask people in the 1 minute, right? Is in terms of who would narrate your life.
I wanted to be the actress that plays Mary Crawley on Downton Abbey.
I knew it was going to be Downton Abbey related.
So,
you started with that.
Yeah.
How about Paul Harvey from back in the
day? Oh, that'd be fun.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could dig
James
that.
Earl Jones would be good.
Yeah, James Earl Jones would be great.
But Samuel L. Jackson? Yeah, why not?
Samuel from La Crosse just says he wants it to be Yoda.
Yes!
Solid choice, that
Solid
is.
Solid choice.
Honey!
What?
Where's my super suit?
103.7 WWID.
In a future time, children will work together to build a giant cyborg. Robot parade, wave the flag that the robots made. Robot parade.
We are in the digital age.
We are.
Why in the world are we playing this? Number one, because it's awesome.
Because it's so awesome.
Number two, because we have a robot story for you from where else?
Japan,
because they are really good at making robots and all sorts of things here. This one's a little bit different. It's called the Tomaten. Or the tomaton, however
the
you
tomaton.
Want to.
Okay.
Yeah. But I pronounce it tomaten because it has to do with tomatoes. This is a robot that will never leave your side. It's made as a companion for runners and single folks.
Okay.
What is this? What this is the tomaten is an 18-pound robot that sits on your shoulders as you run. It rides your shoulders piggyback.
Like and it Yoda has arms, and Luke.
It
yeah.
Has, like Yoda and Luke, exactly. And it has arms that look like Erector Set arms. And then a little slot in back where tomatoes roll down. And then its little Erector Set arms come down in front of your face and feed you tomatoes as it rides piggyback on your shoulders
Why
while you run.
Why do you want to eat tomatoes while you're running?
I'm not sure, but someone thought it was a good idea. And so the tomaten is a real deal. It feeds you antioxidant power when you need a boost. Again, I think there's lots of ways to get antioxidants other than feeding you raw tomatoes. But that's what it does. It says it's also good for fighting fatigue and loneliness.
I don't know that I need a robot to fight my loneliness.
The tagline, it's a runner's best pal.
You know what this runner's best pal is? A nap. That's my runner's best pal.
Go get you one of those for Christmas, I guess.
I'm just not so sure. But, you know, to each their own.
Probably on Prime by now.
I'm sure it is.
Are you satisfied with your care?
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.